Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, what's happening?
Welcome back to the best podcast in the world.
Why are you gonna say the world?
The world is because when you speak French, sometimes it's a little bit hard. It's a little bit difficult to speak English properly.
Oui.
So today we have a very special episode. My name is Yoni Ekoto.
Episode. Sorry.
You thought it was funny?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. What's up going on? Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the pod, everyone. I am Alia Zaitza, one of your hosts. You already said your name.
Yes,
how
I
you
did.
Doing? How is it going? We're over here coming live from Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a fun episode. We're gonna talk about something that I feel like we talked about like here and there. You know, whenever you guys asked us about it, what we're thinking about it, Q&A, stuff like that. But we never really dedicated a whole episode to talk about.
And today is a special day.
What are you saying?
What?
What? Why is today a special day?
Can I tell you guys a little bit later in the episode?
Stop talking like that.
You don't like my French accent.
Bro, Yodi is playing right now. Today we're talking about, I don't know what the title of this episode is, but you might already know. We want to just like tell you guys something that we've been thinking about recently.
Okay, what is it? Because the listeners are like, okay, what is it?
I'm pregnant. Nah.
Oh my God. Wow. For a second, I believe that.
Kidding. No, but we want to talk about just how I feel like recently there's been, like in the last few months, the last 6 months or so, there's been a little bit of a shift in not our relationship, but a little bit of a shift together in the way we think about the future and also we think about the present. Because we are, you know, getting closer to the time where we are planning to have kids. No need to get into specifics, but...
And the time is coming fast. Like, it feels like every day you get closer and closer to the time to where, like, it's okay, do we want to start now?
Yeah. So
just to give you guys, like, honestly, like, what we're thinking, we're not going to do specific numbers of when we're thinking, but...
So how can you get specific?
No, but, like, we're thinking in about 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, not next year. The year after or the year after that.
Like the end of the last year.
Yeah, basically, it's approaching.
Like in like 2 years or so, you know, give or take, more like give more time.
Yes. So while we're in this moment right now, I feel like, yes, you always have to be in the moment at all time, whether you're getting closer to having kids or just
in life in general.
You always have to seize the day, cherish the day, enjoy the day, and you know, just be the best person you can be, and just like be present. Exactly. So now, to those of you who are listening and who are also getting closer to the time to where you're planning on having kids, something kicks in, and that thing is very specific.
And that's what we want to talk to you guys about today,
because we are dealing with this in real time.
Yeah.
And
we're dealing with what?
With getting closer to having kids.
We're dealing with...
I mean, can you acknowledge what I said?
Yes. No, but I wanted to put in different words.
Okay.
More specifically, we are dealing... Not necessarily dealing with, but we are consciously and intentionally living our last few years as just Yoni and Alia, a married couple together.
With no kids.
With no kids. We're very, like right now, we're just very much aware that this is the end.
No, it's definitely getting closer. And we all know how fast a year can go by. But then sometimes, I don't know what happened the other day. Like we were talking about something. Oh, I was talking about last Thanksgiving and who I spent it with.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Nicholas and Juliana. Like, that's who I spent my first Thanksgiving in New York.
Because I went to Seattle.
You went to Seattle. So just to think back on that day, it was so fun. It was my first time meeting them in person. And we just hung out.
Yeah.
Ate pizza. Like, we just kind of just kicked it, got to know each other a little bit, right?
But it felt...
So just to think about that, it was a year ago. That actually feels like it was 3 years ago, honestly.
Oh, it feels like it was longer.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, it feels like not that much time has passed.
No, it feels like so much time has passed because so much happened also.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So anyways, long story short, two or three years will pass by pretty quickly.
Yes, they will. And we're also, I want to do this actually as our, maybe like going into 2025, maybe we can, I want to obviously do my own like intentional thing with like setting up some goals and stuff like for my own business. And then like you are going to do the same and we do some like personal goals together. And I feel like it'd be really good if we create like kind of a bucket list
of like things
that we want to do and experience, not necessarily like work related. They can also be work related, but I also want to do like a bucket list of like fun things and activities that we want to do before we have kids, which I don't want it to seem like this is the thing that I feel like I'm battling with, especially as like a woman and, you know, a future mother, that the baby is dependent on you for so long at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
that it just, it I'm not gonna lie to you, like it scares me because I have so much going on and I feel like I'm finally starting to find a little bit of a balance. And I'm just, it truly, at least once a day these days, there's a point where I'm like, but what if I have like a kid that needs me right now? Like, in a moment where like I'm taking lunch or like today I had an appointment or like, I don't know, I'm just, it's constantly on my mind. Like I'm putting a parallel version of what would this moment be like.
Yes.
If we had a kid.
Now put it in proper perspective. I am also here. You're not a single mother. You're not doing this completely by yourself, right?
True.
So now what you mean by that is, what if I'm also not here, or what if I'm also working and not home?
Yes.
Well, those are answers that we
won't
are basically, if there's any parents listening to this, what do you do when you have a kid, when you're super busy, your husband's super busy? Obviously, there's daycare, there's nannies, there's options out there. There's definitely options.
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there is help. A lot of people might say your parents can help. But then what if you live away from your parents? What if you live in a different city? What if you don't have family in the city like us? We don't have family in New York.
Yeah.
So writing down options and really just looking at it, how is this going to look like? That's what we're basically constantly always just kind of like think about.
But it's so constant in my mind.
Yeah, like, the closer
like running,
you get.
It's running behind like, you know, like firsthand things like work and events and social things and stuff we're doing in the holidays, like as time is going by. But then like more than ever before, a parallel line is like also going at the same time in the back of my mind that I'm thinking like, again, what would this day look like? Like, even simple, like, I just can't imagine it. I can't imagine how it's going to feel. And then I also feel like people aren't really, there's so many different, like, points of view and pictures that people paint. And I feel like it's never really clear. Like, what you see online.
Because everyone is experiencing something different. It's a unique experience. There is no guideline. There's no book that you read. Okay, you have a baby on the first week. You are not going to sleep. That's probably true. But there's not there's no, everybody's thing is different. Everybody's situation is different.
Yeah,
you have single parent, you have parents, you have people who get help from their mother, which is great. You have people who have a sister in town that can watch the kid. Like, it's,
yeah, you have people that just, you know, like, they stay at home while like one person is working.
Exactly. And our situation, I would say too, it's a little bit different than I don't want to say most people, but probably most people, because we work from home, I guess, for the most part.
Yeah.
So you could say that
we work from home and for ourselves.
Exactly. So you are present. So I feel like it makes it, I don't want to say it makes it easier, but it's a little bit easier than having two parents having to leave for 9 to 5.
True. I would say that's true.
Because 100%. Those parents, what do you do, right? Let's say those parents who both work 9 to 5s away from home, right? You have a kid. I mean, the wife can take off, I guess. Like, I don't know, like if you can take off work, or the parents can take off work for like a certain amount of weeks, right? With your
depends.
Job?
Depends. It's all very depends on like if you get maternity leave or not, or like paternity or all these things.
Yeah.
But I think also a thing that's going to be interesting is like we work from home, but then like, if let's say we decide to get help so that we can actually have maybe like 4 uninterrupted hours of work, mm-hmm. both of us, and we're both at home. Like, I think, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out how we're going to navigate the fact that like, yeah, we work from home, but then like the kid needs constant attention,
especially when they get to that 5, 6, 7, 8 month.
Yeah, like when they're starting to like walk, they're starting to do this, they're starting to do that, and then at the beginning, like you're not really sleeping, and it's like I'm trying to think about like how many months do people usually, like I want to just know what people do that we do, what do they do?
Yeah, no.
And like how long until like they get back to like actually working and like being on things. And,
yeah.
And, you know, that's what I'm saying, where like online, you only see a few options of what people do. You either see like the stay at home mom, mm-hmm. for like the beginning when they just, you know, the baby was just born, but then she's like kind of like, that's like she's not really like working at the time. And then you see that, or like you see another option. You don't really see other options, or at least like I don't really see other options
of like people
like
who
what
work
people
for
do.
Themselves.
Like I want to see, like I want to see, but also not someone that like goes into an office. I don't know. I'm personally just looking for examples. If you guys are listening and you know any specifically like creators, people that work for themselves,
or if you are one
that, you know, they just recently maybe had a child, or they've had a kid, and like how do they deal with all that without like someone being like just a caregiver. I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You know, because like we're both planning on continuing to work and do what we do and share childcare, like share, like taking care of the child. There's not going to be one parent that is, you know, like only doing that the whole time.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think we're actually going to know anything really until we're in the moment, until like we have to just, this is our new reality, which is scary.
The only kind of point of reference that we have is my sister just recently had a baby. And so I just see how much, like how fast the baby is growing. And then I see the different stages of the baby. Like now, she's about 8 months old, and she needs constant attention. Because when she was like one, two, three, 4 months, she kind of just like sleeps, wakes up, eats, hangs out for a little bit, like not even really crying that much. But like 8 months, she's like starting to be curious. She's crawling all over the place. Yeah. She's following my sister around. She just wants to be carried. Yeah. Like the moment she puts her down, she just cries for real. And then the moment she picks her up, she just starts smiling, laughing. It's like
That's what I'm saying. Like where they need the attention, and it's like you wanna. I don't know. These are all things that we're thinking about, and these are all things that we're also constantly talking about. And I want to say that in our relationship, we've talked about kids for like a very long time. We talked about
for a very long time
before we even were married.
Oh yeah,
but before we were even married, I think within the first year that we were together, before we even moved in together, there's video of us like talking about like our future kid,
and
things like that. So we've always talked about it.
Yeah.
I do think it's interesting though, because it wasn't until we kind of put like a time on it and we said like around this year or whatever, that it started to become like in my mind all the time.
Oh yeah, same.
Before that, it was like, yeah, it's something we'll do, obviously. It's something like we'll have a kid. We talk about it. We talk about how cute it's going to be. We talk about how like we really wonder what they're going to look like. And, you know, we talked about names and all that. But it wasn't until like especially family members asking us like, so what are you guys thinking? Blah, blah, blah.
So it was the family members.
Yeah. And then we say like this year. And then it kind of like locked in the date.
You know, for me when it started, but it's kind of good for me, especially just like having... not a specific date, but just like a year, right, in mind. And it kind of puts like this battery in my back of, it's like a battery of motivation.
Yeah.
This battery of like, everything that you're doing, let's turn it up even more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm talking about like work-related stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
But then also, like we started this episode, just like if we want to travel, we need to do... we need to get all the traveling, the solo traveling that we do as parents. Not as parents, but as single.
As a single couple.
Yes. Get those out of the way, because I'm not saying when you have a kid, everything changes and your life is ruined and done. Like, I don't want to.
Talking about it like that, but that's because like from the outside.
No, but I genuinely believe that it's not like that. But obviously, everybody knows from the beginning, your life will change drastically. You can't say like when people talk about, it doesn't change that much and you can still do the things you do. I believe in that. But in the beginning, you're not going to sleep much. You're going to sleep like 2 hours a night, maybe 3, maybe 4. But it's going to take a while before you get your full night, you know, like 8 hours. That's going to be like a while. But that's why we're lucky. We're not lucky, but it's the two of us. So you take turns. Like, there's many things.
I know, but I'm just like, what if something comes up? What if something's due? But it's like, you also have something that you got to do. It's like, who decides, like, whose priority is going to be? And, like, oh, I don't know. And I just like, now I'm such a planner, and I just know I'm going to have to let go of all of that once we have a kid, because everything is unpredictable.
And that's, I mean, that's going to be for the biggest change will happen in the first year, I want to say. No?
And then you kind of like, they keep changing. They keep needing different things. They keep wanting to do, wanting different attention. Like,
but once you, I honestly think that once we have a kid, you want to do all those things for the kid. It's not going to be a burden. You know, it's not going to, it's like,
no,
yo, this
work is going to become a burden.
Right.
Work is going to become like, how am I going to, you know, do all these things? Because like now I need to do something. I do it. There's no one else I have to worry about. I don't have to worry about you because you are grown and can do your own thing. But just the concept of having to worry, like everything is weighed against this tiny little human that is dependent on me and you. And it's like, I've never had that type of responsibility and that level of dependence. Like I, everything in my life is according to this little baby.
Yeah.
You know? So I have nothing to compare it to. And I feel like I'm so used to the way that things are that I don't know. I'm just sharing that I think it's normal to like be scared a little bit, you know, because sometimes I share with you how like I'm a little bit scared of how this is going to go, of how we're going to try, how we're going to, you know, figure it out, how we're going to manage everything. And your response is always like, you don't like the fact that I say I'm scared.
Yeah, I can't say I'm a fan of that. But I understand it. But we, just like everything, we will figure it out just like everyone else. We're not the first people in the world to have babies.
I know, but when have you ever done something that's so permanent?
I don't know, but everyone...
Even us getting married, you can undo that. You know what
okay.
I mean? Like, I'm just saying, it's like once you have a child, is forever.
I know, but what I'm saying is it is possible, and people do this every day and every year.
I know.
So it's not like we're about to have... it's not like it's not possible. Like,
I
people
know
do
it's
that.
Possible.
And also, there's people who do this who are even busier than us. You know?
No, you're right.
So that's my... I'm just saying, this is my perspective. I get it. I get that it's scary. Like, I'm not going to say I'm not scared at all. I get that a little bit, but I'm more, I would say, like, excited to experience that part of our lives. Because it's not going to be, because once we have a baby, it's not about, we can't be selfish.
I know.
Like, I want to do these things, but then your baby's like, there is like, you can't even, there's no debate.
I know. So what I'm saying and is I'm like not... right now I'm starting to already mourn my freedom.
Oh. Damn, that sounds fucked up.
Well, no, because it's true. And I've been hearing like the way that society has and like people in general have talked about like having children, making a family, having a child. It's like, of course it's beautiful. And like, of course the greatest thing. And it's like so much love. And like, I don't even know. All I know is this love.
Yeah.
And for it to be better than this, I think I might break. I don't know. But what I'm saying is I also have been recently hearing people have some really new sort of conversations in reality to like, it's possible for two feelings and two things to be true and exist at the same time.
Yeah, definitely.
For it to be that like you are so happy and joyous and in love and grateful that you have a healthy child and et cetera, and that you have the privilege to like see them and take care of them yourself or like all these different things. You
or
know?
To even have a child.
Exactly.
You know?
And then at the same time, you can also feel a little sad and a little scared and also a little like, as I said, like mourning and just sadly saying goodbye to like the life that you had.
Yeah. I think I recently saw a clip like that on the internet, and this lady was saying how she misses her old self. Like, she loves her baby and all that good stuff, yeah. Right? But she's like, I just miss waking up and doing what I wanted.
Funny ass video I saw, also similar. This woman, she's like talking to her phone and she's like, so funny thing happened this morning. You know, I woke up and I was just thinking, like, you know, when you wake up first thing and you're just thinking, like, what am I going to do today?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, and then I started asking myself, like, okay, do I want to like read a book? Do I want to like maybe go for a run? like, what do I want to do? And then instantly she's like, wait, I got 3 kids though.
Dang.
That's funny. Like, she like forgot for like a second that she is like, she can't do anything.
Like, the moment you start to think,
before she thinks about all these people.
Yeah, like the moment you, the second you think about, okay, I want to go on a run, but like,
you don't have that anymore.
No, you can't.
That's what I'm saying, where I'm like, it's crazy to just think about.
But let's say this happens, right? Hypothetically, we have a kid and they're like 4 months old and you wake up and you want to go on a run. I'm home. Or yeah, vice versa.
I know.
But you work around it.
Yeah, but look at us. Like, we were working constantly.
Right.
So what I'm just saying is, like, I'm trying to imagine how this is going to work. That's all. And, like, we are already working constantly. So we're going to have to figure out what are we going to give up. And it's just, this is, like, I wanted to talk about this on the podcast because I feel like you often hear people, the way that they talk about kids and having kids when they're, like, pregnant and about to have a child, or what they already did and what their experience is like.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like, we're, you know, this is not happening tomorrow. This is not happening this year or next year.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to like share how we also discuss, like, we are often talking about the things we want to do work-wise that we want to be very like tunnel vision,
mm-hmm.
and have our list and have our thing of like, these are, you know, things that we need to like flush out and figure out, because by the time we do have a kid, we can no longer be like figuring this out.
Yeah, at all,
you know. And that's really real, and that's, yeah, something that in a relationship you have to be super straight up and talk about it and discuss it. If it's, you know, as I said, we're both going to be working parents. And that means that it's not clear cut.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, I'm going to be at home, and it's not clear. And yeah, it's going to take a lot of communication. It's going to take a lot of patience. I know I, for one, am going to have to really work on that.
Yeah, well, we got time.
No, I know. And obviously nothing is going to test my patience as much as like when the time comes.
Huh? Yeah. No, that's true. But I feel like practicing and like just, you know, practicing patience, you can do that in like day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're trying to say like, I don't have to wait until then to practice. I get it.
No, yeah, I get it. You can totally even just, you know, I don't know. You get what I'm saying. But I get everything you're saying, everything you're feeling. I agree with that. Yeah, so if you have a kid out there, if you went through this thing, if you are thinking about the same thing, or if you're not even ready to have kids yet and you're just listening to this wondering, like, because I feel like this would be an interesting episode for anyone really to just, because this is what we're dealing with right now, like in real time.
We're dealing with the hypotheticals,
so, yeah,
the wondering, the question marks, the like, you know, because also because we do what we do and we work from home, I feel like there's going to be a lot of judgment if we do get help. If we do like
judgment
pay someone, like we're at home working, doing what we need to do. And then meanwhile, like we also have a nanny that comes from like this time and she like is taking care of the kid. And I don't know why I feel like someone would be like, yeah, but y'all are at home. Or like, why are you taking, or like something. I just know there's so much judgment, especially with me putting my life on the internet and inevitably our life on the internet in a way. And
why does that judgment matter? That's just someone on the internet saying some shit. Like, we live it and we're going to do what we need to do. Like, I don't care what a comment going to say.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Like, does that comment have a kid? Or does, like, maybe if they do, great for them. But it's their life.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think maybe it's also because mothers in general have a lot of expectation around, you know, so much because, like, they carry the baby, they give birth, then they nurse the kid, then blah, 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 and all these things. And even though I'm not going to be sharing all that, and I'm not going to make my world and my content about all that, just in general, as women and as mothers, there's a lot weighing on us, and that's just the truth. Yeah, I just, like, feel this, maybe it's, like, extra pressure, you know what I mean?
Like, you mean as a mother?
Yeah, like, as, and I don't know if maybe, like, in general, I've also heard other, like, friends of mine that in general, like as girls and as women, like we're kind of raised to like have more of a, I don't know how to explain it, like just I'm gonna have to make sure everything's good, and I have to make sure that, like, I don't know. And especially because at the beginning is like, I don't know how much it will be on me from, you know, breastfeeding to this, to that, and to,
well,
you know what
the
I'm
breastfeeding
saying?
is going to be all you, because I can't breastfeed.
I
but
know.
Other than that, I mean, I'm there for whatever else we need, right? So it's like waking up at night. Obviously, I don't know how, I think everybody kind of does it differently, right? You kind of take turns, like, oh, you wake up now. All right, I'll wake up now. Like, so we both get some kind of a sleep, I guess.
Yeah.
And then during the day, I don't know. You know, this is something that I have no idea
you
about.
Know, it's like, what if I want to go on a run, but then you have work to do, so then it's like, I can't go.
Like, if you want to go on a run, then you have to going on a run, see, I think, you know what I realize about when you have kids? It's not so much about what you want. It's about you can want that thing, but you have to do that when you can. Because then right now, you can do it whenever. But
that's
when you have
a thing, I can do it whenever.
Okay, I'm not worried about losing the whenever. Like, that's fine. As long as I get to do that at some point. Whenever, it's like, you have to, once you have a kid, it brings so much joy. It's like a new addition to your life that it will replace the whenever for me. It's nice to be able to do something whenever you want.
But how can you really imagine not being able to do something whenever?
I don't know, guys.
I like, it's
know.
Just, these There's are all answers things that, like, there won't be an answer, actually, until, but even, like, you know, you said firsthand how, like, your sister is, like, our only, like, closest experience.
Mm-hmm.
And she expressed how she's, like, when the baby's awake, it's, like, I have to be with her constantly. Yeah. I can't, like, put her somewhere and then, like, go do something else. Like, obviously, within reason.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, sometimes they catch on to, like, a game and they're distracted for maybe, like, 10 minutes.
So then you get to do everything super
fast. So then
fast.
You get, like, to, like, do something else that's also for them.
Yeah.
And then when they're, like, sleeping, then that's when you, like, maybe, like, eat, take a shower.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. I guess, I don't know if the point of this, like, I don't know, maybe the point of this episode is, I don't know what it is. I kind of just wanted to, like, share.
No, it's good. I like it.
I guess we just wanted to share, like, this is something that we're actively thinking about and talking about. It's constantly on my mind.
No, it is. It is for me too. But I am confident. I have confidence in us.
Yeah, at least one of us does.
Okay. I have confidence in us, and I know that we're going to be able to do it. And, you know, it's just going to be a new chapter. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a new, you know, just new experience. And we're going to have to adjust. Things will not stay the same. Yeah. But we're going to find a new rhythm, and we're going to find a new, like, you know, schedule. And I think because we don't have it yet, like, we don't have the kid, we don't have a baby yet. So it's like, picturing it kind of seems very blurry. Like, how is that even going to work?
How can
you know?
Picture it? Like, I can't picture it.
Exactly. So whenever we get there, we're going to be able to, like, you know, because you have to want to obviously make it work. So it's like, okay, when the baby is asleep, Yoni, you're here. If you have a shoot, you can't shoot during these times. Like, it's very possible. Like, but I get the stress around it.
And maybe if someone's listening to this that has a child, or maybe they just had a baby and they have, like, a regular job that's not a whenever job, like we just described mine especially, maybe they're listening and they're like, this girl, like, doesn't even know how good she has it or whatever. And it's like, maybe I don't, because maybe I don't realize it. But I'm just thinking about how, like, right now I can just do any work that I need to do until the all day or none at all or all the time or, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then, like anything else, I guess you're just going to, obviously, I'm just going to have to adjust. But
I think it's just the idea of, this is, once you have a kid, this is every day for the rest of,
and I've been, you know, hearing people, you know, just the way they, like, they express how it just doesn't stop.
I mean, yeah. It
just doesn't stop.
There's no break. Like, once you have a kid, you can't say, you know what? I actually don't want to have a kid. Actually, this is too much.
Yeah, like if you get a dog, you can always give it back. I know you don't, and that sounds messed up, but like if you get a dog and you're like, I actually don't, I thought I had time, but I actually didn't realize how much this was going to be,
mm-hmm.
you can give it back. But yeah. Maybe you can't give it back.
No, you can't.
And I don't want this to sound like I'm not excited, because I'm so looking forward to it, and that's why like we're talking about it and it's constantly on my mind. It's going to be so cute and like all these things. But just also in the way that I am and my personality, I tend to think of the bad parts and the scary parts and the hard parts, simply because that's how I prepare myself.
I mean, I guess it's not a bad thing. One of us has to be like that, because if you were both like me, like, oh yeah, you know, it's going to be great. Like,
I mean, I don't know if you're...
We balance each other out, but I do think that having a positive outlook to that with all the stress and all, like it is possible. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. If you're listening and you have a baby, had a child, if you have any advice, anything at all to share with us, I would love to read it in the comments.
This is like an episode, like we are pregnant and we don't know what to do.
I mean, low-key, even though no, we're not.
No, we're not. I think, honestly, babe, I know you're going to be a great mother. I know that. Okay? And I think I'm going to be a good dad too.
Yeah, no, I think.
You know? So yeah. We'll see.
Anyways, thanks
for... Any advice is welcome in the comments, okay? Any questions specifically you want to ask or no, right?
Not really.
Yeah,
just,
shout out to
I don't
all...
know, maybe like if you just hear my worries or what I'm thinking, please don't say something rude.
Rude like what?
I don't know. I can see someone saying like, Allie does not sound like she's going to be a good mother, or like, I don't know. It's like, if that's what you took from this, please don't say that. It's not going to help.
Yeah, well, this is the end of the episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We definitely did. I think this is, I never heard a podcast talk about this. I don't know. I'm sure there are some, but this is just one of those open conversations that we just want to share. These are the things that we're currently thinking about right now. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you made it to the end of the episode, just...
comment, baby.
No, don't say that.
No, that's weird.
Comment something else. Like, comment just what you think, you know,
yeah,
honestly.
Just let us know. Let us know again if you have any advice. Maybe there's a book you read. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I wanted to talk about one more thing, because there's also some people who don't want kids specifically for this reason. Who don't want kids specifically for, I
want to do shit whenever.
I can't give up what I'm doing with my life so much.
Yeah.
So, and I get that perspective as well.
I get it too.
Yeah, but it all just depends. You know, if I've always wanted to have kids of my own.
Yeah, I especially want to have kids with you.
Babe, you don't have to say it because we're potting right now.
No, like I do. Like I do.
It's going to be so fun. Like it's going to be fun, especially when they're
It's going to be funny, I think, too.
No, it's definitely going to be funny, but I think it's going to be fun and funny when they're like 3 years old or four. They start to get like, yeah, they start to get.
Who knows, you know, like how are we going to record the pod? Where's the kid at now? Like are they just gonna be over here?
And I don't know.
They need something. Hold on, guys. We gotta get up. Like
I don't know. We're gonna see. Like they might just be over there on the stroller or like under a bed or something.
See,
we're gonna have a third host in a few years on the podcast. That'd be so funny.
That's gonna be so cute.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Well, there's gonna be lots of baby content coming up in a few years. So y'all get ready.
We're not doing all that.
Why not?
No, it's gonna be us, and then we just had a kid.
We're not going to be like the...
We're not going to be a couples channel. We're not going to be a family content. No, we're not doing all that.
Okay. Well...
We're also not going to act like... I'm not going to act like I didn't have a kid. That's not my point. But I'm saying, you know...
Yeah, but it's not... Okay, what... Let me rephrase what she said, okay? Basically, she's... The content... Because you know how some couples... They turned their channel, or like their whole channel is just about the baby. So everything is just baby, 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 baby. And those things go viral. Those things, so they kind of like, I don't want to say they're using the kid for like viral content, but like maybe they do, right? Like, I don't know. Anyways, so that's what we're not trying to do. You know, we're just going to live our life and then, you know, just with a third person there.
Yeah.
You see what you see. You see what you don't.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you guys for listening to us ranting, especially me.
That didn't make sense. You see what you see and you see what you don't.
It's
okay, bye,
I
guys.
I gotta let it slide. But yeah, we'll see you guys over on Patreon. We're talking about gift giving for the holidays because we have a few questions.
Yeah.
About like, how do y'all approach gift giving, especially to friends? Okay, what are the rules?
What are the rules? Are there any rules at all?
I mean, I don't know. Like, what are the expectations? What are we doing? What are we not doing? Are we doing gifts? Are we not doing gifts?
What is the budget?
Is there a budget? I don't know. So that's what we're talking about since the holidays are coming around. So it's a good little episode. If you want to head over there, it's linked in the description.
All right. Bye, guys. We love you.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.